Well, let's get more into the depth of the science of management of pancreatic cancer, particularly what's going on in the metastatic setting. Maybe we can start out talking a little bit about what we know about sort of the genomic profile of pancreatic cancer, what kinds of mutations have been seen, and particularly what's been seen in terms of DNA damage repair alterations.
So I think it's important that as we're going ahead in the field of oncology, we're learning to divide our patient population into different subtypes based on their genomic genetic background or hereditary background. Those are the two aspects that we can look at and evaluate. When one thinks about genomic testing, there are different levels of genomic testing that one can do to the tumor, right? One takes DNA from the tumor or RNA, and one can do different levels of genomic testing. You have very deep genomic testing, which is whole genome sequencing. You have exome sequencing. You have panels of specific mutations. You have academic research panels that are done. You have more commercial panels that are done. So I think it's really important always to think about what kind of test is being done and what kind of analysis is being done on that test and what comparison is being done. Because sometimes there's a bit of confusion because we're looking at different methodology. So that's a big thing that I'd like to just remember kind of in the back of our thoughts as we're going forward. And in pancreatic cancer, one of the cleanest groups that we're learning to identify are patients with a germline BRCA mutation. It's easily identified group of patients. You know, you do a blood test and you can see that there's a hereditary component with the BRCA 1 or 2 gene mutation. So that's a subtype that we've learned to now define in pancreatic cancer. And, you know, there's clinical data also to support giving those patients PARP inhibitors. When one looks at the tumor, so with somatic profiling of the tumor, one can also see the BRCA 1 or 2 mutations in the tumor. So even in an hereditary setting, one would be able to detect the germline BRCA 1 or 2 mutations in the tumor. It also depends how the analysis has been performed. And there's also a scenario that you can get a somatic BRCA 1 or 2 mutation. So when there's no germline, only somatic change. Additionally, there's other DNA damage repair genes that we can readily and easily define in a pancreatic tumor that come from the DNA repair pathways. And some of those mutations also have hereditary components and some don't. And now as we're going forward and we're trying to be more clear about definitions, we're learning to define the landscape of DNA damage repair tumors in pancreatic cancer, mainly based on somatic testing. And then that would have the subgroup of patients with germline BRCA mutation, subgroup of patients with somatic BRCA mutations, and then additional DNA damage repair gene alterations, for example, PALB2, ATM, RAD51, CHEK2, and so forth.